Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 8th of May, A New Plant. The imagery of a seed illustrates the transfer of life through offering and its implications. Through offering, the one seed multiplies to a sheaf of seeds. Each new seed is a unique name. When these seeds are planted, they bring forth new plants and multiply seed. Every seed is of the one life and one spirit of the first seed. Drawing our attention to this implication of Christ's offering as the seed, Paul wrote, "For both he who sanctifies and those who are not being sanctified are all of one, that is, the Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, 'I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly I will sing praise to you.' And again, 'I will put my trust in him.' And again, 'Here am I and the children whom God has given me.'" The seed of our name, which was brought forth from the travail of the one seed, is planted in the soil of our spirit. This seed, which contains our name, is the divine nature. Through the germination of the seed by the Holy Spirit, we are conceived as a new creation Son of God, and are then placed by the Father into the body of Christ. We see that being born as a new creation Son of God, depicted in Jesus' parable as a plant, requires the soil of our identity and the seed. We bring forth from our humanity, which is likened to the soil, the fruit that comes from the seed. As a consequence of the fall of mankind, there are other seeds that can be planted in the spirit of a person. These seeds, sown by the enemy, impact upon the definition and formation of one's life. This is evident, for example, in the identity expression of those who are homosexual or transgender. In one way or another, the word of truth concerning their identity has been suppressed. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 2, verses 11 to 13, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, and Romans chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 1.